Commissioners met yesterday and clearly had already gone through the pros and cons of whether or not to support the bridge. Commissioner Tom Jankowski.
You know, I've been a supporter of getting this done. I think it's important. I think if we don't get this done now, the next time this comes around is when the bridge is no longer functional. And I think that is truly a possibility.
Overall, the project will cost upwards of $100 million, and the majority will come from the state. But there is a $10 to $15 million shortfall. Garfield County will now kick in $3 million, split into $1 million a year starting next year. The money specifically goes towards the new pedestrian bridge, which frees up money for the traditional car and truck bridge. Commissioners wanted to make sure the overall project would definitely go through, even if the price tag keeps going up.
Oh, I was really excited.
That's Leslie Bethel. She's director of Glenwood's Downtown Development Authority. Bethel disagrees with one of the key arguments against the replacement, that it might make downtown too busy with traffic and unfriendly.
I honestly don't think that it's going to degrade the quality. I think that if it's done thoughtfully, it's going to be an attribute to our downtown.
Glenwood Springs is considering also contributing about $3 million, which would be a significant amount for the city. Further up the Roaring Fork Valley, Eagle County commissioners are looking at $300,000. Pickin County commissioners agreed they'll help pay for a new bridge, but couldn't commit, at least not yet, to $500,000. That's how much CDOT is asking for. During yesterday's meeting, Garfield County commissioners made it clear it was important to them to see the Upper Valley be more financially involved. Commissioner Mike Sampson.
You need to make requests of both Aspen and Pitkin County for more funds. Those two entities will benefit greatly from this bridge, and I think they need to be asked to put a little more skin in the game.
CDOT made that case to Aspen City Council last night. Officials in Aspen, Glenwood Springs, and Eagle County will decide in the coming months whether and how much to chip in. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.